better listen very carefully.
A good martial artist does not become tense, but ready.
Essentially, at this point, the fight is over.
So you pretty much flow with the goal.
Who is worthy to be trusted with the secret to limitless power?
I'm ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's show is brought to you by Parry Athletics, the best pair of training shorts in the game. They do rashies, they do shirts, but what I love is they have shorts for you to roll in as well as shorts for you to chill in. I love them because they're so multi-purpose and they look awesome. Now, you can get your hands on these and you get 20% off with the code BULLETPROOF20 at checkout. Get yours today. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Bulletproof for BJJ podcast. It's question time. If you would like to send us a question and we will answer it on the podcast, go to our website, bulletproofbjj.com, and go to the podcast tab, click it, scroll down. There's a red button. You can leave us a voicemail. Let us know who you are, where you're from, and how we can help you. Just like these people.
First one coming in from Zach.
Hey, what's up, guys? My name is Zach. Joey, it's okay. You can try to guess where I'm from. I won't be offended. quick question about rolling with females. We have a few gals that come to my gym, but it seems like they're never there on the same day. So there's always like one chick and a bunch of dudes. And I feel bad because I could tell that the girls want to roll. Sometimes there's a few that are pretty hardcore, but they don't have another female partner to roll with. I'm wondering, like, I would love to approach them and ask them to roll with me. I'm a married dude. My wife comes to class with me sometimes. No creepy vibes whatsoever. I just want these chicks to be able to have the chance to train as much as they want to without feeling uncomfortable. So have you guys ever dealt with this? I just want to be a good jiu-jitsu partner and make sure everybody's getting what they need. And it seems like the girls really have a hard time getting everything they can get out of class because they don't have another partner to roll with. So is it creepy if I ask them if they want to roll with me, or do I just look like a dude that's trying to hit them up because I'm too tired for all that? I've got my chick. I just want to train jiu-jitsu and make sure everybody else feels comfortable as well. So thanks, guys.
Cool.
Zach, what a legend.
I'm going to say it's a country vibe.
Definite country vibe.
I would say maybe even because he said gals. And it's almost like a little, I'm thinking a little bit of like a muscular Kenny Powers. you know, it's got a little bit of that speed. Fuck yeah,
I'm guessing it's got to be somewhere in the south.
Could be.
But fucking, you got me there, Zach.
Don't want to pigeonhole you, but I'm getting that vibe.
That's a great question. That's a very sensible question. I don't think you need to be concerned anything about creepy vibes. Like, no. It is an awesome thing to go, hey, do you want to roll?
Yeah.
Right? Whether it's a female, male, whatever. I think it's good to acknowledge that it's, and we've spoken about this on the show before, it's a tough one. Like, jiu-jitsu is tougher for women than it is for men because of the fact that there's not many women in it.
Sure.
Right? Not girls or women, right? And so, yeah, training partners of their size is less, and all those other things that come about with the, you know, whatever, disparity. I think that you should, like, cultivate a training relationship, like, like, hey, let's roll, and like, let's roll every session, and let's like, and probably what you're going to need to do, like you do with all your training partners, is I find you tend to get into a style of training with each person, right?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is the cat that I have to go really hard on because they're fucking nonstop.
That's what they bring.
Or this is the cat that's like 20 years older than me and I play a little bit slower and
pretty chill.
Yeah, you know, or maybe it's like, oh, I'm way stronger than this person. So I try to just like use some techniques that I'm not that good at, and I defend more and get into bad positions. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I think that's I agree with everything Joey said there. I just think it's personalities, right? You might roll with a woman who is trying to take your freaking head off, so you have no option but to match that energy. And I'm very much, whenever I roll, it's just match and mirror. So if someone's bringing heat, you just try and meet them. Or if you sense that somebody's trying not to go crazy, then you just, kind of going with that. And it's really up to you to have that agreement with your partner that you understand this is going to be a bit of a harder role. And if you're a bigger, stronger human, yeah, you would always, you know, employ discretion around how much pressure you put on them. But look, if your wife's there at training, she trains, I would say she would get it. And if everyone knows that you're taken, so to speak. I think it's pretty easy to manage the creepy element. Most people who do jiu-jitsu are not given two fucks about getting up close and personal. You know, you accidentally punch someone in the boob or just kick you in the face. Like, it's just, you know, it's jiu-jitsu, right? Game. It is the game. So I feel like we have talked about it on previous episodes, but I feel like understanding your training partner is the most important thing, gender to the side, and just kind of making sure that you're rolling them on terms that they're happy with, whatever that looks like.
Yeah. Next question, also Zach.
Whoa, so many Zach.
Hang on a second.
G'day, lads. Zach here. I've been binging your show lately. Really great stuff.
Thank you.
I'm pretty fresh in the grappling scene. I'm a two-stripe white belt, probably about 12 months in for jiu-jitsu, and orange belt in judo, probably about 8 months into that.
Oh, yeah.
My question is, how do you deal with being a big guy that trains majority of the time with majority smaller training partners? Because when it comes to competing, the size discrepancy when it comes to actually facing someone in your weight division has been throwing me off. Any tips around that, any help would be appreciated. Thanks.
That's a tricky one.
It is tricky. Look, I feel when you are the bigger human, you've got to, and you're rolling with smaller people, you've got to try to be more technical. You know, you're not going to use as much of your physicality, like try to express as much jiu-jitsu as you have. Now, obviously you're early in the game, so maybe you haven't got like a big arsenal of techniques, but you've got greater bandwidth for messing up if you're a big human. Because if it goes sideways, you can always just
power out.
Yeah, you can. You know, not that you have to.
To a point, yeah.
Yeah, up until a point. And you would even find this in judo, Zach, that like if you're much bigger and stronger than the person you're doing stand-up with, you can just kind of grip them and stop them from moving and they can't do much. If you're competing, you actually need to seek out bigger training partners.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't know where your coach is at, but your coach would probably be aware you're a big human, you're not getting those roles in. For you to be competitive in the heavyweight category, you've got to go somewhere where you can throw down with the big monsters. If you don't do that, you're not going to be a successful competitor.
Yeah, maybe it's a case of trying some different classes at your gym, like meeting with some different crew that maybe you don't cross paths with normally and finding someone you're like, oh, fuck, we're a good match for each other. And then like, hey, let's really make an effort to come to Friday nights together or Saturdays or whatever and get a couple of rounds with that person.
Yeah.
Surely, yeah, you would think there's got to be someone that's of a size there. Here's an alternative kind of view on that. I rolled on the weekend at a gym here in Sydney, bunch of good guys. First roll was with a really good black belt, an Alliance black belt. Can't remember his name. Little Brazilian guy. Motherfucker. Like, really fast, really fucking technical, amazing guard, right? I'm the bigger guy in the role. I need to employ all of my strength and weight against a guy like that.
Sure.
Because I cannot match him on a speed, agility, or even not technical level, but like his guard was like, you know, his guard was able to overcome my guard defenses.
He's touching me in places I've never been touched before. Yeah.
So, and Adam, my coach Adam, our friend, was the first person to tell me that. He's like, bro, when you're rolling with someone who's smaller than you, they're going to use their advantage, which is usually speed and like quickness movement against you. So you got to use your advantage. And likewise, when you're rolling against someone bigger, you got to be fast.
Sure.
So, of course, I'm not going to employ that against someone who is not only smaller, but also like a blue belt. Like, you got to respect the skill discrepancy. But it's just an interesting thing. So maybe then for you, Zach, it's like, all right, who can I roll with that's better than, like, they're going to be smaller because you're the big guy in the gym, but they're better, technically better. You could say in some way there's a balancing out of attributes.
Yep,
in which case, just fucking go for it.
True.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. I guess if the person is game and has that ability to take big guy pressure, then yeah, you could kind of take the lid off it a little bit. But ultimately, over time, obviously we don't know how big you are. I mean, he could be a big Harris kind of
character. I'm 190 kgs, bro.
You got to seek out some big bodies.
Yeah. Last question coming in from Anonymous. This guy's always leaving us questions.
I'm not grasped, but Josh Saunders says that stretching was pointless.
Amazing.
What was this? What did he say? I'm not.
I think he said I'm not a grass. like I'm not a, it's a Scottish term for like I'm not a snitch.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Anyway, I used
you
to.
With
I used,
the fucking.
Well, no, I used to watch a lot of BBC back in the day because I was only allowed to watch the ABC.
Yep.
Like man, having a strict left wing upbringing.
Yeah, the Bill.
Or yeah. Claude Greengrass.
Like, the Bill, that was so boring.
He's grassed me up.
Did your parents watch Inspector Rex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. All that.
Inspector Rex is a police show from Germany about a police dog called Rex.
Rex.
And Rex always steals the ham sandwich that his partner is eating. It's fucking so stupid.
Hilarious stuff.
Anyway.
Mate, look.
Josh Saunders. A notorious, big, strong, heavyweight Australian competitor, representing Australia at ADCC last year.
Yep.
One of the best at that weight in Australia, says that stretching is pointless.
But see, that's a very general statement. And, you know, the man loves a soundbite. To his credit, you know, I've rolled Josh before. His hips are reasonably, he has huge, strong legs. Like, more so than his upper body. I mean, he's got a big upper body, but his legs are chunky. But he's actually reasonably mobile. He's actually surprised me in how well he moves. I don't know if that's relevant to his lifting. He's obviously going to say it's got nothing to do with stretching. I'm going to say this. Let's recontextualize that and say Josh Saunders has said that in terms of jiu-jitsu performance. You know, like competitive performance. Can you be really good at jiu-jitsu and not be super flexible? Maybe you can.
For sure.
But how long can you do that for? Because I'm going to say, once you get that pec rupture, once you get that bicep rupture, because your muscles have maybe developed too quickly because maybe you take steroids and your tendons and ligaments haven't kept up, then you're going to have to do some stretching after you've had surgery and get some movement back in that bad boy. Because for longevity, it matters. In the short term, maybe it doesn't matter. So not being a grass. But just saying, if you're interested in being healthier, incorporating some stretching is there. If I would say performance, it still matters too. It's just so far, Josh Saunders in his, you know, rocket rise in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu hasn't needed it. Let's see where he's at in 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, it's very contextual, right?
It is.
It's the same way like when Danaher says he hasn't seen the effectiveness of any strength conditioning. And it's like, well, fair enough, because based on, like, he's like, I'm just interested in the best, like, creating the best athletes.
It's not fair enough because GSP did a shit ton of strength conditioning.
No. But
so did his other athletes.
But he's saying no system is better than another. He's like, just whatever, they're all pretty good. Whether you're doing gymnastics or powerlifting or...
No,
we don't have to go into what Danaher said. But continue. My point being is that if we're talking strictly about performance on the mat for that person, well, there's going to be biases, right? And so, yeah, definitely what we see at the heavyweight division is that there's not a lot of flexibility involved generally. Sometimes you see a heavyweight competitor like Victor Hugo where you're like, damn, they got a pretty flexible guard. Like
even old mate Cyborg is actually in his lower body very flexible.
Right.
Like tornado guard, inverting, and yeah.
Yeah, okay. So in that regard, yeah, whereas we're not really talking about, like for us, we're not interested in the elite levels of competition. We're interested in keeping people on the mats healthy, strong for a long time and also so that they can live a healthy life. And that's where stretching is super important. But I would also argue that for like someone like a Josh Saunders is a bit of an outlier. So while he hasn't had to do any stretching and he's still one of the best at his weight, I would say that the majority of people who are doing jiu-jitsu probably could benefit from doing, like their jiu-jitsu performance would benefit from stretching.
I would also argue you don't need steroids to do jiu-jitsu, but maybe Josh Saunders would disagree with that. It's up to you. I'm not a grass, but it's for the people to decide. No, it's not. Like you've got to think about what works for you. Obviously, Josh Saunders is doing very well and is a great competitor. Hats off to him. Thumbs up. For sure, we need to dig a little bit deeper than the soundbite to go, is this the correct information for me? That's what I would say. And I would say, probably not. Just putting it out there.
Yeah, agreed.
All right, my friends, we love you to bits. We love when you send us in these questions because we like to give you information that applies to you. And hopefully, when we answer these questions, you get that little bit of like, sweet. I understand something a bit better. And maybe your jiu-jitsu life gets a little bit better. And you know, what we get out of this whole process. I was saying to Joe the other day, we hit that million download thing, and I was like, whoa, now I can just retire. No,
just well, sweet.
Hang up the mic.
We'll just keep reposting old episodes, bro.
Yeah, don't worry about new content. But that's not what it is. This process of the thing we do, other than it's cool to hang out and talk about jiu-jitsu, is we like to help people. That's why we're coaches. That's why we put time and energy into it. We just enjoy it, because that in and of itself is a reward. And you can help us on our mission. The thing is, we put this time and energy in. Algorithmically, if we don't have subscribers, we don't have followers, then algorithm goes, man, these guys aren't important. But the other thing, which a lot of people don't know, if you're listening to this on audio, giving us a 5-star rating means iTunes or Spotify goes, this is cool. These guys like this. And then they will show it to more people. So in our mission to want to help more grapplers be healthier, happier, maybe a little bit entertained, share this. So how do you share it? You don't have to put it on your social media. You can if you want. But what we do need and what we would appreciate is to subscribe, follow, but also give us a rating. We appreciate it. It helps us. We love it. We love you. Thank you, guys.